Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. So, what are the market trends for industry here in the greater Rock Hill area? We got two guys here that know about all of this kind of stuff because they do it for a living. And they were talking yesterday at the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation meeting, and we made arrangements to get them here so a bigger audience could hear what needs to be heard. Lawrence Shaw is with us from Colliers, and Jordan Quinn with Jones Lang LaSalle with us today. So, guys, we want you to start off and tell us a little bit about yourself. Lawrence, go ahead.
So, my name is Lawrence Shaw. I'm from Charlotte in Lake Wylie.
That's that suburb to the north that we're going to annex one day.
Okay. That's right. Right. That's right.
We'll get your road problem straightened out.
And I have been in the industrial real estate business for 30 years here in Charlotte. And I have two grown girls and my wife of 30 years.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, Jordan, you're on.
I'm Jordan Quinn. I've been in the industrial real estate business for 17 years with JLL. I first started my career out in California. Was there for about 10 years and then moved here about 7 years ago and been doing it here for the last 7 years. So it's been a great run. And family-wise, two daughters as well. Not old, getting older by the day. And we love the Charlotte area and big fans of Rock Hill. So thanks for having us.
Last guy I had on here from California a couple of weeks ago. First question I asked him, he just arrived here in Rock Hill. He's of English descent, and he's here with a new automotive company here. And I said, tell me something, because I want people to hear this from your mouth, not mine. A $250,000 house here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, maybe $300,000. I said, tell me what that would be in California. And it took him about a nanosecond to say, $2.5-3 million.
Totally. He's not kidding. Yeah, it is wild.
So I've always been curious, as a sidebar here, you never know where we're going to go on the show.
Sure.
How do people afford that out there?
No idea. So we just got back. We were in L.A. last week. We were in Santa Monica, Pasadena, Palos Verdes, out in the Inland Empire, which is where I started my career, which is 60 miles outside of, you know, it's called LAX. Friends that are in their, you know, young to mid to late 40s who I grew up with, and they are begging to move somewhere else. It's impossible. A lot of them still rent because they can't afford a house.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to be in areas where you want to be because you live out there, right? So you want to be in the popular areas, and the cost of living there is just, it's crazy.
Well, I hope you told them to come to the Carolinas.
Totally.
Good. Good for you. Go ahead, Jordan.
My wife was living in Manhattan Beach, California when I met her. And so we met in Aspen, Colorado, snow skiing. So I flew out there to visit this girl I met skiing. So I go out there, never been to California before, never been to LA before. So I could not believe how compact that they live in Manhattan Beach. I had to literally go out on the street to read the LA Times because I was so claustrophobic in her apartment, and I could hear everything that was going on next door. But it was unbelievable. I could not believe people live like that.
Yeah, it was a good place in your 20s, and then as you raise a family, yeah. Good to get out.
My only remembrance of it is when we flew into Los Angeles, and this was a long, long, long time ago. All we did is come right over house, over house, over house, over house. I thought to myself, my God, they wouldn't build an airport like that today. No. All right, so you guys are in the industrial location business. Have you done any projects down here in Rock Hill?
Yeah, sure. Done a few. Got one going on right now, Rock Hill Commerce Center. It's a 500,000-square-foot cross-dock building and a 300,000-square-foot rear-load building. I was involved in the West Marine build-a-suit many years ago, involved with Legacy Park East, and just a few other smaller buildings in the area.
So do you all actually develop them, or do you represent people who are developing them?
We represent people who are developing them. So Lawrence and I will help folks, you know, look for either land and or existing buildings, right?
Right.
Whether they're developers or investors or what have you. And anyone or a tenant or a buyer who is an occupier looking for a building here for their business.
Okay. I asked you this question before, so you've had a chance to think about it. You obviously are looking at everything in the Charlotte region. There's 7 main counties here, and you have an opportunity to put anybody anywhere within those 7 counties as long as they meet the parameters. So in the past, let's just say up until a year or two, pre-pandemic, would you give the greater Rock Hill area an A, B, C, or D in terms of what it offered people to locate their businesses, their industries here? How would you do that?
I personally would definitely give them an A. I would give Rock Hill, York County, an A.
I would too. I'd give them an A. Pre-pandemic was it was all done right. Figured it out and attracted a lot of great people and companies, and so.
And when you say you gave it an A, what kinds of things would fall under that grade as far as the things that made it, let's say, pre-pandemic an A?
So for the developer is looking for ease of process through the permitting process, through zoning, entitlement. So Rock Hill, York County was very helpful through those processes, and the state is very aggressive in recruiting out-of-state businesses, so the incentive opportunities for companies that were relocating here was really aggressive, and that helped the developers land the deal. So,
and to piggyback too, would be strong labor force, workforce.
Definitely,
the connectivity with 77 into Charlotte, but then down to Columbia is important, and you know the pro business environment I think you were alluding to is super strong here.
Yeah, I mean we've been very fortunate locating a number of companies, even some of them from Charlotte, who have come across the state line just because of these incentives you're talking about. All right, so that's pre-pandemic. Here we are post-pandemic when the whole world has changed. When you spoke to the RHEDC people yesterday, would you give us still an A grade right now? As you see it?
As I see it now, I would still
right,
give
yeah.
an A grade.
Yeah, an A grade now.
There is a fork in the road that could hamper the A grade, perhaps.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's these inflection points in any given time, and certainly I think Rock Hill's one of them right now, where you have this massive growth from an industrial real estate perspective, both from the interest in developers and owners of industrial buildings, but also the occupiers who operate in them every day. And it's unlike anything we've ever seen, both for Rock Hill, but for the Carolinas and for the country. And so you have some interesting decisions to make, not only here in Rock Hill, but all over the country, about how does that growth, what does it look like, and where do we take it?
So explain that a little bit further. When you talk about, I guess, the mindset of those who are looking to develop projects.
So basically the way we see it is there is a infrastructure being built out for the e-commerce economy. And this infrastructure varies with building sizes, and what we're seeing are typically buildings that are being leased by tenants that need 300,000 to 750,000 square feet and even larger. And these buildings have manufacturing uses, assembly uses, and distribution uses. And the need and the desire for these larger buildings is driven by the e-commerce business and the economy. So, you know, what we're seeing is the need for these, the factors behind all of this is, again, the e-commerce business.
Yeah. So I think, you know, you're talking about do we allow the development community to build potentially bigger buildings we're used to? With bigger buildings come more car parking requirements. Sometimes they require more trailer parking requirements. And then so I think cities like Rock Hill go, well, I look at that and say, man, if we land a big e-commerce, meaning like pickup company that fulfills via online. Mm-hmm. Are we excited about truck traffic? Are we excited about all the potential, you know, I think potential issues that come with that? And if not, those developers and those occupiers will just they have to go somewhere. So if it's not Rock Hill or York County, it's somewhere else, right? And so I think we're at this moment in time, Lawrence and I were alluding to, where there's decisions that get made. The development community is not going to stop. They can't afford to, right? And so we typically see here in the market, the greater Charlotte market, you know, we build 4 or 5 million square feet of warehouses a year. We're currently, right now, we've got about 8 million square feet of buildings under construction. And Lawrence and I, you know, we run our numbers all the time. You know, we're at different companies, but he and I talk every day. That is not going to slow down. If anything, in 2022, that number is going to jump, who knows, another maybe to 10 million feet a year. So what do you do? How do you do it? What does Rock Hill do? Because, you know, pre-pandemic, to your question, was a phenomenal location for developers to spec buildings and hope that a tenant will come. And now that you've got new emerging markets like a Gaston County and a Rowan County, these developers are asking us, hey, how much is a city like Rock Hill going to continue to play ball? Because at the end of the day, we have to meet the demand of what the users are telling us. And the demand, to Lauren's point, they are bigger buildings. And listen, will you land an e-commerce user that may need that building? Yes. But if you let a developer build a 750,000-foot building, can you still land a big manufacturing deal? Absolutely. I think the biggest crux we have right now is trying to meet this ever-evolving demand, which is it's changing all the time, right? I think as this pandemic thing continues to play out and people continue to order stuff online, the need is constantly changing. The buildings get bigger, they get taller, things like that change. But the other component is, if you don't have the building ready from a timing perspective, the tenant will go to wherever the building is ready. So if that means Charlotte, the greater Charlotte market wins, great. If that means Rock Hill wins, great. But if we have no buildings to support the demand, they'll go to Atlanta. They'll go to Greenville. They'll go to Columbia. They'll go to Charleston. They'll go to Greensboro. So our big message is, hey, guys, we got to continue to go, because we see the tenant mix. We know the tenants that are in the market. You know, it's north of 20 million square feet of tenants that are looking for buildings in our market. So we just want to make sure that Rock Hill is positioned to capture as much as they can capture.
So let me read through the lines on this, because it's interesting. No, that's good. I'm hearing several things. Number one, are you saying that you're getting some vibes, let's say, from elected people or staff people at the city and county level that they don't want things that are going to create more truck traffic? Am I reading into that or not?
No, you know, we get that everywhere. That's just always the big big anomaly with industrial real estate, is we get that question all the time from every county, every city, is, you know, we want great paying jobs, we want minimal, you know, impact to the environment, we want less truck traffic, and sometimes that box is tough to fit that box. But it's not atypical than anywhere else, but yeah, those questions come up.
Right. So a developer, assuming they can find a nice piece of land that has all the infrastructure there, and they're going to make the investment to build this 750,000 square foot building, before all the papers are signed, I'm ignorant of this, does somebody dictate as to what you're allowed to put in there?
No, nobody. The developers don't want anybody to dictate what type of use goes in there. We let the market dictate what use goes in the building. Now, what the developers do, and with Jordan's help and my help to the developers, we help them design the right mousetrap for the market. So these are cross-dock buildings, rear load buildings, buildings that have plenty of auto parking and truck parking and truck court depths that are suitable for today's over-the-road vehicles. So what our goal is to design and build the mousetrap that will attract a manufacturer, that will attract a distribution user, but it all has to be in the market. The buildings have to be built to what the market is demanding. So that's the driver. We can't dictate what the market is. Everybody wants more manufacturing. We do too. We understand that, but we don't make the market. We build to the market. And the market may be, like I said, manufacturing or distribution.
If you think about it this way, you ask the question, would a developer who's investing, these projects are years, right? I mean, they take years to from when you find it to when you actually complete the building.
Right.
It isn't like a three-month kind of job. It's years of their time plus tons of capital that gets invested in. I mean, tens of millions of dollars. You would think the developer is not going to want to design and build a building that's not going to meet the demand, right? They
will.
And so these guys that are in our market, in Rock Hill, building these buildings have decades and decades of experience doing it.
It's interesting because the other part of this is, I'm wondering, as you look in your crystal ball trying to project what we need to have here, do we have enough product? I mean, we've been through a shell building stage down here. It's worked pretty well overall. As soon as we build them, they're gone, smaller ones. Now we have these gigantic shell buildings that Legacy East and Legacy West, which seem to be getting taken up almost as quickly as they're being built. Do we need more of that?
In my view, yes, you need more. You have to have product. If you don't have product, entitled ground, then you're going to lose out on the jobs that are forthcoming. And Rock Hill, York County, has seen 1.6 million square feet of recent absorption. And there's great deal activity right now in the buildings that are under construction. And it's really very important for the community, Jordan alluded to it earlier, to have the ground entitled, to have the product ready to go. Speed to market is very important. Or these users will go to where the buildings are, where it's easy to get into the building. What I've seen in my career is the speed to which these folks are making decisions once they come to town and once they tour the market is at least 50% quicker than what it used to be. It's so much faster now. Like, I had people at my project this week, and they were banging the door down. When can we get in? When can we get in? The building is going to be delivered in December. They were wanting to get their product in October and start racking. And these are big buildings. So 500,000, 300,000 square feet. So people are making very quick decisions now.
And Manning, just to Lawrence and I talk so quick about sizes, and because that's what we do our whole career. But to reiterate, 1.6 or 1.8 million square feet?
1.6
in York County got absorbed in 21. There's only 800,000 square feet right now under construction in your entire county, albeit it's in Rock Hill, which is great. So if we absorbed, just do the math real quick, if we absorbed 1.8, we have 800 construction, are we underweight? Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
And as you point out, to get a project to the point where somebody's going to be able to look at it, it's years. It takes years.
It's a
you got to find the land, you got to put the infrastructure in, you got to do all the zoning stuff, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And as we were discussing earlier, the rate at which Legacy East and West are going, the rate at what your project is going, what else we got out there? And I bet I'm assuming that was part of your message yesterday. Hey, team at RHEDC and York County Economic Development, you need to get on the stick.
We need to put land into production that is well suited for manufacturing and distribution uses, and we have to allow these areas to have buildings that are built to the market and let the market drive what the demand is. Jordan and I aren't saying that we don't want 200,000 square foot buildings or 100,000 square foot buildings. We just want to meet the market and want to be able to bring to the market what we see is going on in Gaston, Rowan, Mecklenburg, what has already happened in York County.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the driver. That's what helps the economy, the town, the county, just everyone benefits when you have jobs in the market.
Totally. And we have never seen the pace at which these deals are getting done ever in the history of our lives. We have never seen a market this hot in the country, certainly here in the Carolinas. And the thing that Lawrence and I were stressing in that meeting yesterday was, if we can't be flexible and maneuver quickly in decision making and approvals and letting developers build buildings, like we had alluded to earlier, these developers are going to have to go somewhere to meet the demand. And Lawrence just said it, you're seeing a massive amount of investment and growth happen in counties that didn't really have a lot of product or spec product 12 months ago.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so Rock Hill right now is at that inflection point where we're huge fans of Rock Hill. We want to continue to see Rock Hill win. There's awesome opportunities to do so, and I think time kills deals.
Yeah.
Time can kill deals for sure right now in this environment.
And all you have to do is pick up the Charlotte Business Journal any week, and you'll verify exactly what you're talking about. I mean, Iredell County, Gaston County, I mean, they're all on fire now with these new projects. Okay, we got to take a mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue and Rock Hill. Now, these two smart industrial developers here, they pick up on stuff, new stuff real quick. They know that we're here at Substation 2. We have fresh subs and salads 7 days a week prepared right before your eyes. The way we do it down here in Rock Hill is pretty simple. They ought to be doing this up in Charlotte as well. At the count of three, I'm going to let you tell them. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Comporium Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to comporiumalert.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Lawrence Shaw with Colliers and Jordan Quinn with Jones Lang LaSalle are with us today. These are two guys who deal in industrial real estate. They have done a lot of deals down here in Rock Hill. They appeared yesterday before the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, kind of looking in their Ouija board to show them, the members, what kind of stuff and issues that we're facing down the pike. We've done very well so far, but there's that old adage, the trouble with successful people is they forget the things that made them successful. And I guess that's what you were trying to say. Hey, guys, keep on doing what you've been doing. Don't slow down because the demand is there big time. All right, you gave in your preliminary remarks, we were talking about how would you grade the community, Rock Hill, York County? You gave us A's across the board. you have to deal with government no matter where you go. Iredell County, Rowan County, here in York County, City of Rock Hill. So in our case, with all of the industrial, these are my words, not yours, but with the bulk of the attractive industrial sites pretty much dwindling now because they're being taken up so fast, we're going to have to move south. Would you agree with that? We're going to have to go down?
Absolutely. All right. Yes, definitely have to move south.
So to go south, we're going to need utilities extended, water, sewer, all that kind of infrastructure, which the city of Rock Hill has, but the land that you're talking about is outside the city. So I guess I'm getting to this. When you talk to the people that you're talking to about product that needs to be developed, do you talk to them also about we're going to need the county and city to get together to make these kinds of things happen? I mean, have you had any issues with the governmental bodies here?
Well, the infrastructure is in place in some industrial zone land south of the city. And when I say infrastructure, I mean water and sewer. And it's in areas that is outside of Rock Hill city limits. And from my perspective, I don't think we have any developers that are not interested in getting annexed into the city. But maybe there's not contiguous land to the city. And there's land that's zoned and serviced, water and sewer, but it's in the county. What we'd like to see is the potential to get annexed when there's contiguous ground to the city, and then have these users be able to utilize the water and the sewer. And then if the York Co-op is servicing these areas, we would like to see the users have the ability to use the co-op. And then when they're annexed, perhaps Rock Hill Electric and the co-op serves these tracts of ground. I think it's a good, from my perspective, and I'm not an electrical professional person.
Gotcha.
Distribution.
Right.
But it would seem like the users in the park would appreciate
that.
Being able to have two options.
Some flexibility. That's right.
Flexibility.
Optionality is great.
So when you have you had those kinds of discussions with the entities down here?
I definitely have had those discussions, and, you know, they're ongoing.
And how well have they gone?
I think they're going fairly well. Yeah, you know, it's evolving.
You're being very political, Lawrence. You're being very political. I mean, I got it. You got two competing services, and they all want to have whatever the usage is out of these new parks you're talking about, and they don't want to give it up.
Rock Hill's been, and York County has been, super pro-business, and they've been great for my clients and been great for me, and I've enjoyed doing business down
market,
here.
Yeah,
and I just want to see it continue to evolve, and like for the team to become unified and try to bring, I think everybody wants the same thing. We just need to figure out how to get there.
Quicker, easier, right?
Right.
Figure it out, streamline it.
Well, we got good people at all quadrants of the county, I can tell you that. I deal with them all the time. Co-op, great people. City of Rock Hill, good people. And you're right. If we're going to do what you're talking about doing, which is we got to have product available for people, we're going to have to go outside of where we've been to do it, and we're going to have to get everybody on the same team to make this happen. Otherwise, you're going to pass us by and take your projects elsewhere.
That's right.
Bottom
which,
line.
Which happens.
We'll have to. That's what our clients will ask us to do.
Gentlemen, thank you for being with us today on the Straight Talk program. Hope we can do this again in the future.
Thank you for having us.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Lawrence Shaw and Jordan Quinn, our guests this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, guys, you did this so well first time. You get one more opportunity. Don't screw it up. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, the magical way we do it. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.